The fair features workshops on everything from the latest in wind and solar power to advice on how to lead lifestyles that leave the smallest carbon footprint possible. But fair organizer Mick Sagrillo says when it comes to fuel-efficient cars, the fair sticks with its motto, today's solutions and not tomorrow's possibilities. And hydrogen fuel cells don't fit the bill.
This is not tomorrow's fantasies. These are real live solutions that people can actually purchase and utilize today. The problem with hydrogen is that it takes about 4 units of energy to make hydrogen and get out only 1 unit of energy. So the balance of trade, so to speak, is not quite there right now.
But there will be workshops that focus on the not quite there yet plan to put offshore windmills in the Great Lakes. Sagrillo says wind researchers are studying the best way to get the power from the wind turbines to the shore for use in power generation.
Probably the first wind turbines that you're going to see installed in the Great Lakes are going to be installed by Canada and the state of Ohio in Lake Erie. It'll be a while before we get there with Lake Michigan because we have a deeper ledge here. It may be 10 years before you see a serious proposal in the Great Lakes, but it'll come.
Organizers are hoping lots of wind energy supporters come to the fair this weekend in Custer to learn how they can get involved in shaping state and federal policy on expanding the use of wind to feed the power grid. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.